Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this is day number 4 of working with pears. And I got to tell you guys, I'm having a lot of fun. I hope you are too. It may be early where you're at. It may be later. It may be just perfect. But I promise you, any day is a good day to get untamed. This is my recipe for pear grilled Swiss cheese with the pistachio and pecan pesto. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need are 4 slices of sourdough bread. In those 4 slices of sourdough, what I want to do next is I'm going to add 4 slices of Swiss cheese as well. Now, if you're not a big cheese fan, that's okay. But this really has a great flavor to it. So we want to make sure that we have those flavors in there and they accent well with what we're doing here. Now, I'm only doing 4 because there's 4 in my family. Remember that. So if you want to do more, just double up the recipe. In a bowl, I'm going to add 1/2 cup of pecans. I'm going to add 1/4 cup of pistachios, 2 cups of fresh clipped spinach, 4 tablespoons of Arbasana olive oil to start. If you need to add more, that's okay. And if you don't have Arbasana, extra virgin olive oil will work. I prefer Arbasana because it's just so much better for you. We're also going to add 1 cup of Parmesan cheese to start. You can always add a little bit more. So in that bowl, I'm going to take an immersion blender and I'm going to go ahead and press down hard. And I'm going to mix all this stuff together to where we start to get a paste. If it doesn't look pasty enough, add a little bit more olive oil, 1 tablespoon at a time, till you get your desired viscosity. But we don't want it running out. Next, I'm going to do is I'm going to grab a spoon and I'm going to pour this all over our bread. And I'm just going to spread that evenly to where we have a nice crust inside of the bread. And the reason why I call it a crust is because, well, it's got a bunch of nuts in it and it is a pesto. So it is a crust. Once we have that all together, I'm going to layer some pears. And I want to get the pears. I want big round pear slices for this. And I want those pear slices sticking out of the sides. We're going to put this on a nice flat grill with a little bit of butter. And I did put it on the recipe because everybody has a different way of doing grilled cheese. But traditionally, you do need to have butter because it has to grill the bread with that butter and get that nice buttery flavor. I promise you, this is one grilled cheese sandwich you're never going to forget. The nuttiness, the that amazing flavor you get from the Swiss cheese, and then the sweetness of the pears, it really does pair well, no pun intended there, to make such a really wonderful sandwich. And remember, it's always good to get creative, have fun, and remember, when we're cooking this untamed style here on the California Fresh Kitchen, your imagination has no limitation. Just do it. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. Remember, you can follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.